Welcome, oh welcome, to Praise of Songs with 95BFM Program Director Sarah Thompson.
Kia ora, Sarah.
Kia ora, Rachel. How are you?
Kei te pai. How are you? Thursday.
Yeah.
You've brought some tunes in, some new hot music.
What? Straight to the meat in the sandwich. Yes, I have.
What's happening in the playlist?
In the playlist, I have been on leave for a little bit, so Jess Fu has been doing an excellent job of keeping your playlist updated.
Shout outs, Jess.
This is my first one back, and I've peppered a few new things through it, and we're going to start with one that actually came out a little bit ago, and I didn't think anybody else would like it. It was a personal favourite of mine. I played it on my show on Saturday, and then Jess told me how much she liked it, and I went, well, if you like it too,
that's all I need.
I'm going to give it a hoon. I'm going to chuck it in on rotate and see whether anybody else vibes with it. It is a Australian artist. It is on a label called Heavy Machinery Records. Heavy Machinery Records may be known to BFM listeners because they put out Sarah Mary Chadwick's album, The Queen Who Stole the Sky.
Mm.
So Heavy Machinery Records take grants from the city of Melbourne to get artists to write albums worth of music, not just one piece, but a whole album's worth, using big pieces of heavy machinery that are part of NAM, part of the city of Melbourne.
So is that how Sarah Mary Chadwick ended up with the big organ thing?
Bingo. So Sarah Mary Chadwick composed The Queen Who Stole the Sky on the Melbourne Town Hall organ, which is 147 years old.
Oh, that's so cool.
The absolute antithesis of a portable instrument. So you have to be allowed to be inside the Melbourne Town Hall, allowed to touch the, do you call them ivories if it's a huge fuck off organ? I don't know.
Probably. The giant ivories.
So this was the first time I came across their work. It's commissioned by the city of Melbourne, but then the artist is allowed to do whatever they want. The Melbourne Town Hall organ has also been sent to another artist recently called JP Shiloh, who has a whole album that is yet to come out on Heavy Machinery.
I just imagined you like trying to squash an organ into an envelope and shove it in the mail. That was how, that was where my brain went.
Your
there.
Your brain is cooked this morning.
It
I
is
love
a bit.
It. However, I have been massively digressing. This is not about the Melbourne Town Hall organ. This is about a piece of corporate or state art.
Cool.
The piece of art is called the Federation Bells. The Federation Bells were commissioned by the City of Melbourne to sit in a park by the river in 2001 to commemorate the centenary of Australia's Federation. They are massive. They're 39 upturned bells. If you go onto the website, you can download a MIDI patch and you can compose with them yourself.
Cool.
This artist, Kale Sexton, is an electronic artist who has composed an entire record with these upturned bells.
Whoa.
Which are massive. If you've ever been to Melbourne and you've been to the main park by the river, you will have seen them hanging out. They look like huge tulips, or a much bigger version of that weird pohutukawa by the motorway off-ramp that we have in Auckland.
Love it.
Enough ranting. I think it's very cool that the city of Melbourne does this. They're making music that has a real sense of place and a sense of the city, for better or for worse. Let's have a listen to the first single off Kale Sexton's album, Sustain. The song is called Refurb.
Thank you.
So this is a bit of Cale Sexton with Refurb. How did he play the bells? Because I just googled a picture of them, Sarah, and they look
they're huge.
Awesome, but they are so huge.
So the reason this song is called Refurb is the bells themselves were recently refurbished, not only by art scholars, but corporate art specialists. I think it was originally designed by an architect firm, but they all went in to make sure the bells were as sonorous as possible. They play in Melbourne 3 times a day.
And oh, so okay.
They like church bells, basically.
Right, okay. So they actually are functional.
They are
as
functional.
Bells.
But you can also go online to federationbells.com.au and use a flash program to compose with the bells yourself. So they have been recorded, and then you can use those recordings to make other recordings. And so far, over 100 compositions have been created. Some of those compositions will then play live on the bells, depending how long they are, obviously. And other ones can turn into beautiful bits of weirdness like what we're listening to right now.
I might be asking you questions you don't necessarily know the answer to here, but I'm going to shoot for it anyway. So does someone run around with a big stick and whack the bells, or are they like electronic and they buzz and that's how they sound?
I think they fire themselves.
Okay. I wish it was someone with a stick.
I know. You and I could be the Hunchback of Notre Dame and move to Melbourne and just whack the Federation
whack the bells.
Sorry. I think that job is taken.
AI is coming for our bit. All right, this is absolutely gorgeous, but
It is also
long.
Quite long, yes.
So what's our next track you've brought us, Sarah?
In honour of that record, if you want to check out Sarah Mary Chadwick's Queen Who Stole the Sky, or the most recent album called Jubjote, or Cale Sexton's album Sustain, you can do so on heavymachineryrecords.bandcamp.com. And you can also buy limited edition 12 inches of all of those.
Sick.
Now we're going to move on to something much closer to home. It is the brand new debut single from Tamaki Makaurau's Bub. Bub is Priya Sami of the Sami Sisters, of Trip Pony, of Dateline, Alex Freer, better known as AC Freezy, Daniel Barrett, who has been part of both Racing and Sherpa, and Annabelle Keane, whose name may sound familiar to you, and is also part of Crème Jean.
Excellente.
This track sounds a lot like The Cars, which you will either love or find challenging. I think it's awesome.
I too love The Cars, so I'm very excited about that.
And it has a real tarot card, occulty, kind of almost love witch. Why can't I find a boyfriend? What's wrong with me? Let me ask the cards thing going on. It's also got an excellent video, which if you're sitting at a computer at your desk, I suggest you look up now. Let's listen to Bub with King of Wands.
Struggling.
That was Bub with King of Wands. Such a mint track, that one there.
Yeah, doesn't that rule?
It rules hard. It makes me want to go out dancing, to be honest. That's what it makes me want to do.
It really, really successfully captures that, why don't I have a partner? What have I been doing wrong?
Angst, but also party angst.
Reminds me heaps of Love Witch.
Yeah, very cool. What's the third track you've brought us today from the BFM playlist?
It's a bit cheeky, but as you know, on the BFM playlist, sometimes we put in tracks that are reissues. And this is a reissue. This is from a group called Schoonerfurga's Exit. Schoonerfurga was a Swedish drummer, primarily known for jazz and blues. This album isn't so much jazz and blues. It's definitely got its own vibe. Exit was Schoonerfurga's group. Schoonerfurga is no longer with us. Schoon passed away in 2000. It has been reissued by Strangelove. Strangelove Music, in my opinion, can do no wrong at the moment. It is a Aotearoa label that reissues wonderful things from Ben Stevens' record catalogue. This album is called Children's Mind. It contains a bunch of things from Schoonerfurga's Anything Goes jazz group when he was recording in the small town of Örebro in Sweden. It's certainly genre-bending, but it certainly fits into Strangelove's back catalogue, which is kind of bileric, very chill, a little bit strange. Let's have a listen to it.
some big movie energy.
It's funny you say that, Rachel, because on this record called Children's Mind, there are a few instrumental pieces that Schoenferger's exit recorded for short films.
Very cool.
And then there are longer pieces with vocals in them like this. This is called Night Ritual.
Who is the vocalist? Do we know who that is?
Unsure. I do not have the liner notes sitting in front of me.
They have a very cool voice.
Very cool voice. Lots of voices, lots of instruments coming through on this. Very much a bring what you have to the party and improvise group.
Sick.
But people at the top of their game. They were most active in the late 70s, early to mid 80s, and are now receiving the reissue treatment courtesy of the wonderful New Zealand label Strangelove Music. If you would like to get your hands on a copy of this or any of the other amazing things they've reissued, they also just did a Scribble compilation.
Cool.
Scribble being kind of dragon adjacent group from the early to mid 80s. Don't let that put you off. It's very much on this similar.
It would never put me off.
Experimental tip. I do believe their main distro in New Zealand is Flying Out Music. So get on their website or even better, go in store.
Excellente. Thank you very much for bringing us these three fantastic tracks, Sarah. Bit of Kale Sexton, Bub, and Schoenferger. It's S-J-U-N-N-E. There we go. Very Swedish. Thank you very much for that. We'll see you next week.
Go in peace. Praise of Songs with 95BFM Program Director Sarah Thompson.